Take charge of your financial future. Wealth management, comprehensive financial planning, retirement income strategies, multi-generational planning. The Clark Group in Danvers. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by the general manager of the North Shore Navigators, Bill Terlecky. And Bill, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thanks, Bill. Always good to talk to you about baseball here as we approach the Christmas season. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bill, I know the team sent out a press release a few days ago, and in that they say that you are returning as the general manager for this summer, battling cancer, still battling cancer. And I guess tell our listeners the update on that and your battle with cancer.
Well, I've been going through chemotherapy treatments every other week since April as we try to reduce what is an inoperable tumor. What happened, Bill, is, you know, initially we thought that we were going to be able to cut the tumor out, you know, radiate a chemo around it, and off I go. Well, it wasn't that easy, and so we're trying to get control of this tumor that is, it's actually grown on the outside of my colon, and it's a real tough spot. So we're trying to reduce it, but I feel good. I've stood up pretty well to all the treatments. You know, there's some side effects, like anybody knows that's gone through it or had, you know, family or close ones go through it. It's a battle, but you know, with the help of Joe Gill and Ashley Laramie, who will once again, you know, be by my side, I'll step back in. I'm not going to take on everything that I used to do. Ashley's going to do a lot of that. Or Ashley's going to step in and do some key things, and then I'll do the rest. We're knee deep in preparations for next year, Bill, and we're excited about. You know, we think we're going to have a great summer.
Bill, one more follow-up just on the cancer. Is there a time frame as to how much longer you'll be, they plan to be doing chemotherapy and that kind of, till it goes?
Yeah, until we start seeing the results. You know, unfortunately, they switched me to another strain of chemo three treatments ago. The first 12 or so, they kind of held it at bay, but they weren't reducing it. So we're, you know, it could be a while. You know, I mean, and here's the thing, Bill. I'm going to be doing chemo in some way, shape, or form for the rest of my life because the tumor isn't going to go away. We're going to have to control it. So the hope is to get it to a controllable point, and then maybe I don't go every other week. You know, where that cuts back a little bit and we maintain it. But, you know, there are folks that have had a good, decent run of years in the situation that I'm in. So we're optimistic. We've never lost our, you know, the mental thing is the biggest part, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've been positive through all out of it. I mean, this was just an unlucky thing that happened. Just that, you know, absolutely unlucky. And so, you know, I'm keeping positive. I've always been the glass is half full guy, and we've kept that way. And you know, I've got a little saying, Bill, that I get up every day and I say, "What would I have done today if I wasn't sick?" And I try to do that, and that works out pretty well. Some days I don't get it all done, but like I said, with Ashley and Joe there to back me up, we'll be fine.
Wow, that's great. You know, when you were when you were talking a minute ago about some of the stuff that you may not be doing, but man, you did everything over there when you were a general manager. I mean, you did it all, and there's no way you can continue to do that. But man, you sound great, and that's what a fantastic attitude. It's great to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no other way. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, you know, you just got to stay positive with it. You know, I mean, there's some things, Bill, I'll never do again that I used to do, you know, but there's still enough left for me, you know, to keep busy and be excited about, you know, stuff. So, you know, I mean, you know, I love running the Navs, and I'm just thrilled to be able to go back there in any capacity, you know.
Yeah, and I know that this would be your 41st year in baseball. So,
yeah.
And so you love the game. And exactly. So give us a quick update on what's new with the team, the player personnel. I know we won't get into players and things like that right now, but what's the latest with the team as far as on the field kind of stuff?
Well, the first thing that I'm thrilled to report that in one of my first duties back at the office, I found the More Sports banner that was missing all last time. So we are back in business on that. I got it. I know exactly where it is. But going on to the how about that? There it is,
Bill. We gave up. We got a couple of new banners. That's
I knew it was in there somewhere. You know, I found it.
You know, and you know something, Bill. I'll be honest with you. I mean, this is the hands-on person that you are. I knew that you knew where it was. You know what I'm saying? I knew that you could have found it. Yeah.
On a smaller note, I also found the 8 squirt guns I was looking for one day, but what are you going to do, you know? So the kids didn't get squirted that day. But, you know, as far as the team is concerned, we, you know, it's funny because I said this to my son. I said, hey, I'm really excited about our team this year. I think we got a good club. And he looked at me and he said, Dad, I've heard that before. So, you know, and there's no way around of describing last year's team other than to say that we were a bad baseball team, you know, and so we've enlisted the help of a local guy. His son actually plays in the Diamondbacks chain. He's run AAU teams for years. He has, you know, he has more contacts with college coaches than we do, and our roster is littered this year with schools we've never had before. You know, a lot of Division I kids. We'll be housing a few more kids. We went a little more local last year, the host family thing always being an issue, so we're going to have to scramble a little on that. But we are excited about our roster. You know, I mean, we've got kids from and we're going to start to release those very soon. We're pulling all their contact info and all that together now, but we're really excited about that. But, you know, the other thing that everybody can expect is, and I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing, it's going to be business as usual. I mean, you know, we'll have our fireworks every Friday night, our dollar hot dogs. I mean, you know, sometimes I like to describe it as it's a baseball game with a dance party going on in the background, you know, and that's really, you know, kind of what we're after. We want to engage the fans every night, you know, with, you know, the baseball. And I'm looking forward to, Bill, especially putting my headset back on and going out on the field and doing all the promos. We got a couple of new ones up our sleeve for that. And, you know, I don't want to drop it out there yet, but we got a real neat, I'll just mention it briefly. We're going to resurrect the Lynn Sailors for a couple of games. We're looking into some retro uniforms, and so that'll be kind of a fun night. Bill, they were the Mariners AA farm team that played in Frazier in 80 to 82, and their uniforms were just killer, you know. So we're getting those. And, you know, we'll tie that in at the end of the year to one of our jersey auctions where we raise money for, you know, I think this year we'll be partnering with the North Shore YMCA group on that. So, but, you know, we're just gonna continue to give you what you've expected, you know, and try to make it fun. And, you know, and hopefully we play some better baseball, for crying out loud, you know.
No, you know, it's fun. I remember the Sailors, and we did some. We used to cover them years ago, and you know, you had Spike Owen, Hal Reynolds, Al Davis. I think, right? No, not Al Davis.
I'm probably out of my mind, but I'm going to try to get Harold to come.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? Well, here's why. Matt Van Gersen is a good buddy of mine. When I was in the affiliated minor leagues, Matt was a broadcaster for many years at AAA. So we came to our park all the time. So I'm going to hit Matty up and see if he can help me out, you know. And then I'll, you know, Spike Owen would be interested. I don't know where he is, though. Yeah. You know, we could find him, I'm sure. But it'd be great if I could get Harold to come the night that we're auctioning the uniforms off. But I'll take him anytime we can get him, you know. We're working on some stuff. You know, and I don't know, you know, scheduling-wise, if that could come to fruition. I mean, you know, and I know Harold may want an appearance fee. I mean, not to be a cheapskate, Harold. You know, we need you to come on down, pal. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, come on. Help a brother out here, you know?
Exactly. And the guy that doing the player procurement for you is Derek January, right?
I got into the whole explanation and forgot to say his name. Derek January has done just a phenomenal job. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, we're so happy with what we've got. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it all comes. And, you know, we got a new manager, Mike Odenheimer, who is he's an assistant coach at Amherst College. Bill, this is an interesting kid. He went to Amherst. He was a pitcher. He could have got drafted as a pitcher. He hurt his arm. So then he gets picked up by the Orioles as an outfielder. He plays 2 years in their chain as an outfielder, gets released, goes back to Amherst, and is the place kicker on the football team. You know, after he played pro ball, now he's the assistant coach at Amherst, and is actually the head coach is actually J.P. Pine, who we know well. He's been the manager of Worcester for the last 4 or 5 years. But Mike will come in. This is our first time that we've had what I'll call a young up-and-coming guy looking to make his, you know, our other coaches have been veterans that have been around. This guy, you know, Mike is younger. He's an assistant looking to, you know, make his mark in the game. He was the MVP of the Futures League in 2013 when he played in Torrington. So he knows the ropes, you know, so we're really excited to have him here. So, you know, we've been busy. No doubt.
Yeah, he must know his way around Martha's Vineyard, you know, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Bill, that's another note. The league is in a little bit of turmoil right now. We're not sure the status of the city. Yeah, we're not sure. They may drop out, so we're waiting to see. You know, yeah, we're waiting to see. But we do have a new team. It's too bad because we had 7 last year, counting Martha's. We have a new team coming to the league from Westfield, which would give us 8, which is a much cleaner schedule, but we're just waiting to see what, you know, I mean, I think a lot of us are kind of in the middle of the road on Martha's. We'd like to see them in. We'd like to see the 8 teams, but that trip over there for our kids to go 6 times
is
difficult.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't want to hold you too much longer, but I do want to, you know, one thing that strikes me the last few years is that the team, you know, has gotten off to a slow start, then recovered. So you got to avoid those very slow starts in the year. It seems like you're very competitive come the end of the year.
Yeah, we've buried ourselves the last 3 seasons. Now, the first year that we buried ourselves, we came on and made a tremendous run and made the playoffs. But, you know, the last 2 years, it's been, you know, I mean, but that's why we do all the other stuff we do, you know, is that, you know, to make it fun. I mean, you know, yeah, the folks want to see us win, but the wins and losses don't count as much as they do at the big league level, you know, and things like that. You know, I was talking to a former intern of ours. He does ticket sales for the New York Mets now, and he says, the year we were winning, I was making tons of money. Last year, it stunk. You know, where here, you know, they're coming out on a Friday night fireworks night, no matter how we're playing, you know. So, but that doesn't mean that we don't want to, you know, it's just a lot more fun for all of us to be out there. So we'll see how we go, you know. But like I said, we've got this, we took a little different approach this year. But last year, it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. I mean, and you know, our biggest issue was, you know, pitchers that could not throw strikes, you know, and that, you know, that just can't happen. And we just couldn't seem to ever, you know, we couldn't string hits together. And, you know, it was, you know, we found every which way. We were 20-35. We found every which way to lose a game. But hopefully we'll right that ship this year. You know, I mean, it'll be a whole new cast. There's a couple kids coming back, not many. You know, that's pretty typical of something like this. And it's more their choice than ours, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, they want to move on, do something different. I mean, hey, Bill, as you know, it's a grind. We play 56 games. We play 6 days a week. We have 1 day off. You know, I mean, I don't think that they truly know really and truly what they're getting themselves into. You know, it's like, whoa, you know. But, you know, that's what the minor leagues are like, although I like to say that the travel in our league is harder because in a minor league, you go in a hotel for 3 days, you know, 4 days, you know, even if the bus rides a little longer. Us, we're out and back every day, you know, go to Pittsfield, come home, play a home game, go to Brockton, come home, play a home game, go to Bristol. So, you know, it's like I tell them, you know, you're going to find out real fast how much you love baseball, you know. We're going to find out real quick, so we'll see, you know.
Well, Bill, it's great talking with you, and great to hear, get the update on the cancer, but also great to see your attitude. And hey, let's just bypass winter and get right into June here, huh? I'm all for that.
Well, you know, we don't mind the Christmas season, and you know, but once we get to January, we could speed that up a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Well, you're not a Grinch, that's for sure. I could appreciate that. Great.
No, I mean, in our biggest thing right now that we're doing is a lot of community outreach. We're going to a lot of fundraising events, and you know, buying coats for kids and toys for the Boys and Girls Club, and you know, making donations to various things. So you know, it's one of the things we like to do, you know, when we can, when the funds are there. But we had a decent year last year, so we're able to spread it out a little bit. So we're out there spreading some Christmas cheer, and we appreciate you guys always keeping an eye on us and reporting on what's going on down there at Fraser Field.
You got it. Well, Bill, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll check back again soon, or as needed, as they say. And
anytime.
You got
anytime
it.
You like.
All right, great to hear from you, Bill. Bill Terlecky, the general manager of the North Shore Navigators. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.